Attorney General Jeff Sessions has announced the Department of Justice will renew a crackdown on illegal substances, essentially reigniting the war on drugs. But some in law enforcement and academics say that a more intense law and order approach could work in other areas of crime, though it's much riskier and potentially prone to failure in the realm of drugs. To learn more, we turn to Dean Dabney. He's a professor in the Department of Criminal Justice and Criminology at Georgia State University. Dean, what was your reaction to this DOJ leadership moving so dramatically away from Obama administration policy?
We can't arrest and incarcerate our way out of these problems. So to see this administration just do a 180 was surprising. And it doesn't reflect the empirical research. It doesn't reflect even the political will of the day. Now, it does reflect the political will of that middle America, you know, that Trump voter. So I understand the political appeal of it. It's just sad when you see politics getting in front of science.
Does perception by some Trump supporters align with the facts about whether crime is actually getting worse in the U.S.?
The data would suggest the opposite. So in general, crime rates have been declining for 15 years now and at historic levels. Now, there has been a recent uptick in several cities, especially as it relates to violent crime. But overall, the level of crime, violent crime, drug crime, you know, basically any measure you want to draw upon suggests that we are not in the dire circumstances the news has been putting out there. Not really the news, certain politicians.
What do you make of, we've talked about for decades about the so-called war on drugs, and people are saying that based on what the Attorney General is saying now, this is either a return to it or a reinforcement of it. What is the success ratio, in your opinion, of the war on drugs so far, and what do you make of the Attorney General's move to strengthen it?
I think that the available evidence would suggest that the war on drugs has been a failure in the sense that the amount of money, resources, and time that we've committed to a criminal justice solution of that problem has produced very little in the way of meaningful results. In fact, some would argue that we've made matters much worse by going about fighting a war on something that doesn't set up well for war, and also trying to wage war on a criminal market is not a particularly sound approach.
Well, let's follow up on that then. What are some of the clear complications, even if this were carried out in the most precise, proper way, what are still some of the complications that run into law enforcement deciding to push harder when it comes to drug crimes?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's a victimless crime. So you don't have a victim. You usually don't have eyewitnesses. All of the precursors that police rely on to produce solutions to cases and or make new cases, they're outsiders in the game, if you will, and are left to rely on alternative means of gathering information, solving cases, making cases, all of that. So there's a fundamental difference with drugs in the sense that if somebody is shot or if somebody steals your lawnmower, you're inclined to report that. And perhaps you have witnesses that are there to see the event. With drug dealing or with the drug market, that's just not the case. Very rarely does someone step forward and say, I was the victim of a drug deal, or, you know, call the police because they didn't get the transaction, wasn't satisfactory, right? It's a transactional crime, not a on person or on property event. So that makes it difficult. And also, because the behavior has been deemed illegal and the sanctions have been elevated, they got other way to keep it private to avoid eyewitnesses. So all of those things make the job of police in dealing with drug problems a more challenging exercise.
When the administration leaders talk about returning to a more law and order approach, is it possible to have that kind of approach without drugs in some way being at the centerpiece of it, regardless of what approach they take?
Well, yes. I mean, certainly by treating drugs as a criminal justice problem, drugs have found their way into all crime. We have our property crime problem because of drug users stealing to support their habit. We've got a sizable amount of violence, especially organized violence, trying to nurture and protect the markets, that the drug dealing operations. anything you do in the criminal justice system under the current context is going to be impacted in the war on drugs. I mean, they are intertwined in such a meticulous and thorough manner that it's hard to think of anything else.
Dean Dabney is a professor in the Department of Criminal Justice and Criminology at Georgia State University.